True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ooh-wee.
Hour number three here at the Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott joined by the three-time Hall of Famer, C.A.
Got you down.
You just heard from Fred Davis, who's out at Jake's Burgers doing the Fan Phenom with Eric Chiafalo and Saxy, so he is not here. He's filling in with Corey Majors on KNC Master, or excuse me, Kevin Hagelin with Corey Majors on KNC Masterpiece. That'll continue into next week, so you'll have them again, that same KNC Masterpiece set up tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, and then I believe, unless there's any scheduling changes that happen from now until then, Wednesday will be Blake and Fred back in the saddle for all the fatties.
Been a minute.
Me and Fred been all over different shows, filling in, doing our thing, so we'll be back in there. But we're going to talk about your Texas Rangers here in just a second, talking about what they have to do to make a playoff push as it is getting tight. We're getting close to the end of the season. Before we do that, I just want to clean up a couple texts that we got. Ask Spittle about his movie. I don't think Spittle has a movie. Does he? Did I miss it?
No.
Okay.
Saying that there's a movie called Spittlesville.
That would be a good movie. That would be a good movie. I think Spittle could be an actor.
Yeah.
Huggy
Hawk.
325. They said there'd be three Blakes. He says he's a Blake. Shout out to the Blakes.
Blake.
Okay. Someone's helping me pronounce that word. It was Colostrum. Colostrum. Hopefully I didn't say a bad word. I think
Colostrum.
Someone's saying Colostrum. So somebody's not saying it right. Fred makes... what is that? I don't even know what that means.
Frida, it says Frida, the ice cream.
Frida makes the famous. I love CA. I'm glad I turned it on from the 254.
Got you down.
Broke the camera because I'm ugly. I don't know what they're referring to. Was there a camera somewhere? Just found out I'm chopped and also an unk. That's a tough reality. CA, you shaming us old farts by standing up in front of the YouTube camera showing off those rips and guns. It's Tolo Tim.
Tolo Tim, it is not, was it, no shirt, 9 o'clock. This is not the nosebleed seats of the KNC Mastery. I'm just wearing my clothes.
He's just wearing his clothes.
Just wearing my clothes.
We're glad the clothes are on.
It is a compression shirt, though.
From the 682.
And by the way, appreciate I'm trying to live a long life.
What is the audition like, Blake? If you listen to the last segment, Fred just kind of broke it down. So if you guys are still nervous, still want to get out there, you'll go there.
Next week, too.
Chiafalo and whoever's there will let you know what the segment is going to be about based on what you want to talk about. Then you give your take and get right into it.
You left out that one. Fred Durst is showing the Phenoms how to back up their truck into the parking lot.
Shout out to the Tolos for texting. Let's look at your Texas Rangers. They're about to welcome in the Philadelphia Phillies for a 3-game homestand starting on Friday.
Tomorrow night.
You got Merrill Kelly on the bump.
New guy.
Yeah, the new guy's been, he had a nice little start in his first outing. Then you have them again on Saturday. That's going to be an afternoon game. And then on Sunday at 1:30, you got one more homestand after that versus the Diamondbacks. So some important games as you're getting towards the end of the season. We only got September. August left. We're in the last 2 months of the MLB season. The Rangers are coming off a series win against the New York Yankees. They won 2 out of 3. They lost the final one 3-2 after Robert Garcia gave out the Jimmy Jack to Paul Goldschmidt. I'll ask you this, CA, before we get into the more semantics of the playoffs. What do you want to see in this Phillies series? What are you looking for from your Texas Rangers to let them know they are playoff ready?
Continued home field domination. They've been a dominant team for the last couple of months in Globe Life Field, and they got to keep that up. I also would like to see some more consistency, and how about some more run production? When I say consistency, I'm just talking about, you know, every game you're like, maybe you take the lead and you keep the lead. Just want to see some consistency.
Rangers at home 36-21. Rangers on the road 24-35. The Rangers are 4-6 in their last 10. We know they struggled mm-hmm. before they got into this Yankees series. The Yankees have been reeling. When you look at the wild card standings, the Boston Red Sox leading the wild card at 64-52. They're trying to stamp their way into there. Right behind them, Seattle Mariners 63-53. They got the win in the ninth today. We saw mm-hmm. that home run walk off. So Seattle Mariners 7-3 in their last 10. Red Sox 8-2 in their last mm-hmm. 10. Both those teams on fire. Right below them, the team that cannot win right now has lost, had lost 4 in a row, and so they beat the Rangers the other night. The New York Yankees, 61-54. They currently hold the last wild card spot. Now, you might be asking, who are the teams on the outside looking in that are right there? I'll read you the three teams closest. You got the Kansas City Royals at 57-58. You got the Texas Rangers at 60-56 and the Cleveland Guardians at 59-56. So,
do you realize the Rangers have not played the Guardians this year? They haven't played them.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. They're going to meet them 6 more times. They have a 3-game series at Globe Life August 22nd before the season concludes. That could be part of the key to the wild card race if you can keep Cleveland out of it.
Cleveland in their last 10, 7-3. Is that game at home or on the road?
It's in Arlington.
It's in Arlington.
It's
so
three, they play them 6 times. If put it like this, what if they not just won every series? What if they swept them?
That'd be
games?
Huge. That team, that's a team that's right next to you in the wild card spot. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they have a 1-game lead on the Texas Rangers on outside looking in. The Rangers are still 2 games behind the Yankees for that final wild card spot. Rangers will be taking in the Philadelphia Phillies on Friday. The Phillies are. Let's see what their record is right now.
In National League?
65-49.
Look at them. They always getting it done, aren't they?
The Phillies.
That's that damn Bryce Harper.
Leading
that the damn NL. Bryce. Hey, Cowboy fan, by the way.
Leading the NL East behind Schwarber and Harper. Bats right now. As well as Trey Turner as well. The Philadelphia Phillies are always a team that is tough to go against. They're 37-21 at home. 500 on the road. Like I said, 5-5 in their last 10. For me, you're going to see Merrill Kelly. Maybe you won't. You probably won't see.
We're going to see DeGrom on Saturday.
Going to see DeGrom. Do we know who the Sunday pitcher is yet? Have they announced that? No,
it could be Evo.
Because you just saw Leiter. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's usually DeGrom. Or
maybe a little Patrick Corbin.
Could be.
So you're going to get 2 stud pitchers mm-hmm. and then maybe a Corbin slash bullpen game or maybe an Evo game as well. This is a series I'm not going to get ahead of myself and say you need a sweep. I think if you keep stacking just series wins, 2 out of 3.
Yeah, at home. At least take care of home. I mean, I want them to do something on the road, but right now, if they start falling apart at home, it's over.
If you go 2 out of 3 in these next 2 series, Diamondbacks and Phillies, I feel mm-hmm. very good about your chances. Like I said, they are right there as far as getting in the wild card, 2 games back of that wild card spot for the Yankees.
One other note about the wild card, because you mentioned the Royals. Royals swept the Rangers this year. They beat them 3 times, but there are 4 more games to play, and they're going to be in Kansas City. If the Rangers sweep them, guess what? You can secure the tiebreaker.
And while you're at it, the Rangers are only 4 games out of first place in their own division.
Yeah, West ain't over. The Mariners
have a 3-game lead. The Astros have a 4-game lead at 64-51. So the Rangers are not far off. If they keep playing good baseball, if they play how they played against the Yankees and able to take 2 out of 3 moving forward in these series, I think there is a very real chance that the Texas Rangers are in the playoffs come October.
Here's what's wild. They actually play the Astros 6 more times. They never have a problem with Houston down in Houston. They have a problem sometimes up here. Quite a bit, as a matter of fact. But in Seattle, they can't win up there. But handle up Houston in Houston. If the road in the playoffs, wild card goes through Houston, we got that.
Okay, so I'm looking at playoffstatus.com. I just found this. Texas Rangers playoff picture and kind of give you.
They have the third toughest strength of schedule league-wide. The third toughest stretch of the strength of schedule. 15 games against first-place teams, three against the National League East Philadelphia Phillies. This weekend, the Astros have the sixth easiest stretch of schedule in the next 47 games.
So the Rangers have a 3% chance to be that first wild card team, which means that they have the best record that doesn't win the division.
Yep.
They have a 7% chance. Now, this is according to playoffstatus.com. They have a 7% chance to get that fifth spot, which means the second wild card spot.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 12% chance to get the last wild card spot. And they have a 72% chance to not make the playoffs. Which number are you buying into more, that 12% where they get the last wild card spot or the 72% chance that says they won't even make it?
The numbers are fungible. And the reason they're fungible, and that's why people who love analytics and look at numbers and you try to put it with baseball games in particular, because baseball has such a long schedule, other teams lose. Other teams go on losing streaks. They match up against other teams as well. Nothing is static. Nothing is locked in stone. Nothing is either this or that. So with that being said, the Rangers, because they have dominant pitching, have a greater chance than other teams who just rely on their hitting. Or put it like this, if you're balanced, you have the best opportunities. But they have enough time, enough wiggle room to make the move. So I'm not buying into, oh, they only have a 6% chance. They always say, well, let it play out. That's why people love sports, because you cannot predict it. And when the upset happens, you're thrilled, because guess what? You never saw it coming.
Speaking of never saw it coming, Adolis Garcia didn't see any of the pitches coming at the plate last night. He was
0 for 5. Which Garcia do you hold accountable for that game?
Adolis Garcia.
Or Robert. Which one do you hold more accountable
Adolis,
for that game?
Adolis.
For
easy.
That game.
Adolis. Robert Garcia hasn't been good the whole
yesterday
month.
You said lighter.
I didn't say lighter.
You said it was lighter's fault they lost that game. I listened to you.
I think that might have been someone else. I didn't
no, that
say
was
lighter.
You. You no. said lighter because I thought that was a surprise. And then you kept on going about lighter. And I said, Garcia, the Robert Garcia, he hadn't won in the month of August.
Well, if I said that, I misspoke, because I don't think it was lighter's fault.
Let's roll back the tape then, because you're just trying to dance away from your answer.
No, if I did say it.
Just own it.
I don't think I said it, so I'm not owning it.
Okay, give me $100 because I can play the tape back for you. You going to do that?
This is why I love doing radio with CA. If I did say Jack Leiter, I misspoke.
No, you're saying it today because you read some more stats.
I didn't read. Why
did you say it yesterday then? You say misspoke. No, you talked about his performance. You didn't just say his name whose fault it is. You talked about his performance messed up the game because he didn't go enough innings.
No, him not playing well.
That's what you said.
No.
Now you're saying you misspoke.
No, him not playing well played a factor.
It was his fault.
Okay.
Dancing. Okay. Own it.
Okay, I'll let you talk. Playing a factor into it and being the reason they lose are two different things.
You said that's the reason they lost.
Okay.
So you're trying to clean it up a day later.
I'm not.
Well, you won't own it. Just say I was wrong. I did some more intel, and guess what?
I did zero.
I found out it's Adolis Garcia, because I was blaming Adolis Garcia.
I did zero.
I said he had too many guys on base, and in the seventh and the ninth, he had opportunities to win the game by just driving in a run, not trying to get a home run.
I did zero intel since the game of yesterday. Jack Leiter, I thought, played okay. I think his walks and his loss of thinking about it,
you slept on it, right?
His loss of command. CA is, we're going to have Jet doing the show by himself. Me and CA are going to take each other out.
No, this is funny. I'm just watching you tip that tap dance.
Jack Leiter did not get out of the fourth inning, lost command of his pitches, 3-1 count to Grisham to start the game, ends up giving up a hit when I think he should have got out of that. There was a lot of counts he was ahead of, and he fell back behind because he would give them a meatball down the middle. Had a nice second and third inning, loses command, has 3 walks, has runners on first and third. They bring in our boy Hobie Milner, the sidewinder, and he gets them out of the jam. That wasn't a good setup for the Rangers, but the game was still winnable. You let up 2 runs.
Mm-hmm.
You let up 2 runs. The Rangers should be able to get it back in that, and they did get back in that. Now, did Robert Garcia frustrate me? Yes. But one home run, a 3-2 game, I don't think in the seventh inning is like, game's over, Rangers can't win. The reason the Rangers lost is because Adolis Garcia had, every time he was on base, or excuse me, every time he was up to bat, there was a runner on base. Mm-hmm. All five attempts. And there was one where the bases were juiced late in the game.
Seventh inning.
Nine men left on base by Adolis Garcia.
Yep.
And if that's your eight-hole hitter, cool. If that's your seven-hole hitter who's a rookie, cool. This is a guy who's been here and is your cleanup hitter. He is here for slugging. Now,
he's the American League MVP of the ALCS 2 years ago. He's supposed to do his job.
Yeah, and is he leading the team in RBIs? Yes, but that's not saying much on the Texas Rangers. Guys have either not played well or been hurt. So Adolis has been a guy that only had his little one-week stint where he wasn't with the team.
Well, you know what the deal is. He's very emotional.
Yeah.
And so when the other guys were hurt and the other guys weren't playing well, like Marcus Semien early in the year, he felt like it's his responsibility to carry the team. And that's not what... So he's emotional.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the package you get with him, which is why there were some people before the trade deadline saying, you know, we probably need to trade Adolis Garcia. I'm like, no, don't do that. He might get right. And when he's right, he's great. But again, last night or yesterday afternoon, he cost them that game.
He did not play up to standard. The Garcias let them down. Well, let's continue this fun. We got a little extra credit. It's Thursday. I'm going to be quizzing CA and Jake on their knowledge. What is the topic? Who knows? And after that last one, I might be hitting some curveballs at CA. Next on The Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yes, sir! Jet with the read, holding down the board. You're listening to The Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott joined by the 3-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold, here with us. We've had a feisty last segment talking about Jack Leiter and the Rangers. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Let us know who you thought was the culprit of the Rangers' loss last night. 877-881-1053. That's the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text. And let us know who you thought the culprit was. And because Jet's on the board, you know what that means. We were allowed to bring new guy Jake into the studio for a little extra credit.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Excited to be in the room?
Oh, I love being in the room. I love being on the other side of the glass. This is where the magic really happens.
The magic happens everywhere here at the Fan Studios, right. Even down the hall. At our boss's office. Shout out to Tim and Gavin. Gavin's out there at Jake's Burger and Saxy right now, still doing Fan Phenom auditions. So head on over there. Maybe get to run into Fred and Eric Chiafalo. But if you were like, that baseball talk, it's got me all tense. Blake, I had a long day. I just want to relax and hear some dumb questions be asked. Well, here is your chance because it's time for a little extra credit. Ring the bell.
Fred!
And Blake!
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb front of the dumbass?
I did his homework. Like, not like he bullied me. He just kind of redumbed it.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go! Yeah. Here we go!
Here we go, indeed. It is time for a little extra credit on a Thursday. It's been a while since we've done one. We've got two of our boys in here. We got CA, the three-time Hall of Famer, and we got new guy Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
What's the age discrepancy right here for the listeners that don't know?
110 years.
That's a lot of years. That's a lot of years.
That's some Yoda and Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. That's in dog years.
Yeah.
That's some Skywalker stuff right there. Okay, so I thought, how can I bridge the age gap? You know, I don't want to ask anything that's maybe leaning more CA, leaning more new guy Jake. So I said, let's do something that has no age. It just is your mind. Uh-huh. It's just how well can you think with the other options. So for today's extra credit, I will be reading you four items. One of these items is a real unorthodox product, kind of with the theme of the breast milk flavored ice cream, mm-hmm. the Heinz ketchup, and then three items that have never existed but also are unorthodox, and you have to tell me which one is real. Okay, everybody understand?
What is it called? What is that thing whenever you think something like one thing's one thing and you thought that your whole life, but it's another? You know what I'm talking about?
The Mandela effect?
Yes. I feel like there's going to be so many items on this list like, yeah.
I think the Tolos will enjoy playing along with this. 877-881-1053. Text in your answers to these. Okay, first question. We'll defer to the young guy. New guy, Jake. Here we go. Which of these bizarre products is actually real? A, Pepsi-flavored Peeps. You know, the little Peeps?
Yeah.
Okay, B, Cheetos Gatorade. C, Sprite Barbecue Edition. D, Hershey's tuna chocolate milk.
Ugh.
What was the first option?
Pepsi flavored Peeps.
That one.
That is correct. On the board first, new guy Jake with the correct answer. Pepsi flavored Peeps released in 2021. Pepsi released a collab with Peeps, and it was a real yellow tooth aching sweet. Real product.
Everything else in that list was just revolting.
Yeah, it's just way too much.
Yeah.
So you eat those Peeps only on Easter?
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact, my... We had a fireplace in my last house, mm-hmm. and Pops one year tried to roast Peeps and burned his hand real bad.
Oh man!
Yeah, that melted goo. Sugar on his hand. Yeah, that wasn't fun.
All right, let's see if CA can burn this question and tie it up right here. Question number two for Chris Arnold: Which breakfast item actually existed? A, coffee flavored bacon. B, Spam and Oreo burger. C, Cinnamon Toast Crunch pizza. D, Ketchup yogurt parfait.
Give me cinnamon toast pizza.
Not the answer we were looking for, Chris Sartre. We'll go to new guy Jake for the steal.
Can you reread the question?
Yeah,
of course. Reread the options.
Coffee flavored bacon, Spam and Oreo burger, cinnamon toast crunch pizza, ketchup yogurt parfait.
Ooh, I'm gonna go the coffee one.
I think they're right.
0-2, boys. Wow. The correct answer was a Spam and Oreo burger. Good. It actually dropped in 2020 in China. A slab of Spam, crushed Oreos, mayo on the bun. No one asked for it, but it happened. And actually, McDonald's is the one to release it in China.
They try anything.
Wow. See, I was thinking crazy. More of like two Oreos as the bun, and the Spam was in the middle.
That sounds revolting. Know how I feel about mayo. So mayo, Spam, and Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
God. Shout out to China, though. New guy Jake, the score is 1-0. Which of these odd combos is legit? Kraft Mac and cheese ice cream? Pringles pickle sundae chips? Blue cheese Skittles? Or Red Bull ramen?
Oh, it's got to be the Pringles. That rolled way too easily off your tongue.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Trying to use a little psychology.
I was.
Incorrect. CA.
Once again. Run
yeah, away. I got you. Red Bull ramen, blue cheese Skittles, Pringles pickle sundae chips, Kraft mac and cheese ice cream. One of these is real.
What was the third one again?
Pringles pickle sundae
chips. No, not that one. The
blue cheese Skittles?
Yes.
Okay, you going with that one?
Blue cheese Skittles.
Incorrect. Whoa. I am stumping the boys today. Kraft mac and cheese ice cream was the correct answer
that we were
looking for.
Who tried that?
It says Van Leeuwen did it again. Does anybody know who Van Leeuwen is?
No,
I don't. Sold out instantly because people love pain. So pain? It's sold out.
I thought you said paying.
It's sold out. Okay, whose turn is it?
His. Okay.
Is it mine?
No, you stole mine. Yeah,
that's your
turn.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Which of these really strange beauty products is real? Okay. Pizza-scented perfume by Little Caesars. Burger King Flame Grilled Cologne. Dr. Pepper Foot Lotion or Fritos Scented Lip Balm. One of these is a real product.
Dr. Pepper Foot Lotion.
Incorrect.
Oh, I was definitely going to guess that. Can you read the options again?
Pizza Scented Perfume by Little Caesars. Burger King Flame Grilled Cologne. Dr. Pepper Foot Lotion. Sounds kind of fire. Oh. And Fritos Chips Scented Lip Balm.
Give me the Burger King one.
Hey!
On the board, 2-0. He gets it right there, and he has a chance to go up 3-0 right here.
One for the sweep.
Jake, which of these pet products is actually real? Puppuccino at Starbucks, bacon-flavored dog beer, sushi for hamsters, catnip caviar.
Puppuccino from Starbucks.
That is correct. Ding.
He's
3-0.
He's 3-0.
See, you need this one to get back in the game. You need to get back in the game.
Don't
want to
get shut out.
Okay. Which of these weird candies hit the shelves? Thanksgiving dinner flavored candy corn, hot dog gushers, Taco Bell jelly beans, or mustard filled milk duds?
Taco Bell jelly beans.
It's not the answer.
God!
Not the answer we're looking for. New guy Jake. Do I need to read them again?
It better not be Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving dinner flavored candy corn, hot dog gushers, Taco Bell jelly beans, or mustard filled milk duds.
Mustard.
Incorrect.
Mustard on the beef.
For two. The answer we were looking for was Thanksgiving dinner flavored candy corn.
My goodness.
Some of the flavors were green beans and stuffing. For the flavored candy corn.
For the kids who won't eat Thanksgiving dinner.
There you go. See,
I would have thought it was jelly beans because they've made so much weird stuff. With all the Bean Boozled stuff, I would have. Yeah, that was a good guess.
They've made a lot. People are guessing on the text line. Got to be the cologne, spam, and mayo sandwich hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Oreos or without Oreos?
Someone said all ice cream is breast milk flavored.
What?
Is that true?
That according to him. That's the breast milk he's used to.
Does anybody here remember what their breast milk tasted like?
No.
I don't. I wonder how old you have to be to remember that. Because, you know, some people stop feeding earlier. I got off it early.
When do core memories start? Like, I feel like it's like 3 or 4 years old, probably.
I want to say 3 when the prefrontal starts developing, yeah. Right? And you realize, like, your consciousness.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in a room.
It should stop when you get teeth.
I think when you start walking, it should start like, hey, I'm in a room.
So when you're teething, you just shouldn't remember any of that, right?
You should not have teeth. If you have teeth, you should not be right there.
I think it's saying breastfeeding when you have teeth.
Save your mom.
Yeah. I think they've also come up with studies. People who breastfeed longer in life end up being...
Bigger.
Bigger. Okay, I was going to go a different route, but okay, bigger. CA said it. We're going to new guy Jake. Is it your turn?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's hard keeping up with the turns with the steals. Which soda flavor is real? Jake is up 3-0. Turkey and gravy soda, nacho cheese cola,
God.
Buttered corn Sprite, shrimp cocktail, Mountain Dew.
Oh, give me the buttered Sprite.
Incorrect. For a chance to get on the board, CA, you need this one.
Read them again.
Turkey and gravy soda, nacho cheese cola.
Nacho cheese cola. Not again.
Not we were looking.
These are all just shots in the dark.
Let me tell you the way I'm thinking. I'm thinking it can't be that gross. It's like it's got to be palatable, and I'm not. And it's obviously the grossest thing you think of.
The correct answer was turkey and gravy.
See, that's
soda.
The one. That's the one I was like, nobody would buy.
Apparently,
that.
There is a brand called Jones Soda, and every holiday season they have a crazy flavor like this one. This was back in 2021. They had turkey and gravy soda that did sell out. Okay, next one. CA, which odd food collab actually existed? Taco Bell waffle tacos, Domino's Frosted Flakes pizza, Subway cotton candy footlong. or Arby's pumpkin pie roast beef sandwich?
Give me the first one.
Is that as your answer, or you want me to read it again?
That's my answer.
It is on the board! Oh, Taco Bell waffle tacos is a real thing. 2014 is when they came out with it. Waffle shell with eggs and sausage.
Didn't they bring it back?
Sounds pretty good. I think
I saw it recently.
If they did, I would buy it. That sounds like a pretty good. That's probably the most palatable thing that we've read.
Yeah.
And that's why I've been guessing wrong. I keep going the palatable route.
Yeah. Okay. Jake, which ice cream flavor is not
real?
Fake?
Oh, not fake.
Not fake.
Not fake. Okay.
Pickle swirl gelato, buffalo sauce ice cream, goat cheese and cherry ice cream, and garlic shrimp gelato.
Pickle.
Incorrect.
Goat cheese.
Oh, he's coming back.
He's coming back.
Don't call it a comeback.
Is Jake going to choke at the end?
Oh, he's got so much momentum.
We got a couple minutes left in the segment, and it is now tied up. Or now it's 3-2. It is 3-2. He is right on his heels. He has a chance to tie it up with this question. CA, which of these scents, thinking colognes, thinking air fresheners, which of these scent products is real? Play-Doh cologne, the little Play-Doh, WD-40 air freshener, bacon candle by Febreze, or skunk repellent deodorant?
Wait, what was the third one again?
A bacon candle.
That's the one I'm going with.
Incorrect.
Ow.
That was going to be my guess, too.
Incorrect.
Can you read it one more time?
Skunk repellent deodorant, the Febreze that we just read, WD-40 air freshener, and Play-Doh cologne.
Play-Doh cologne, final answer.
I almost used it.
Jake extends the lead. A much-needed question.
I should have done that.
The insurance runs right there. When
you first said it, I wanted to pick it. And then you kept reading others. I was like, that Febreze, they might do that.
It's called Demeter Fragrance Library. They're the ones that came out with it. Smells just like childhood and sadness.
I don't know about sadness, but Play-Doh smells pretty good.
I used to eat Play-Doh.
I bet you did. You're not the only one. A lot of Tolos probably.
Whose turn is it?
Mine. Was it mine?
Yours?
Yeah, it's mine.
Okay. New guy Jake. What fast food prank turned real is correct? McPickle Burger. KFC chicken flavored nail polish, Pizza Hut sushi pizza, Wendy's cold brew hot dog. So one of these was a prank and it turned into a real item that the store decided to sell.
I'm going to say sushi pizza.
You would be incorrect. We'll go to CA. Do I need to read them again?
I'm going to go with the last one, the hot dog.
You would both be incorrect. The answer we're looking for was the KFC chicken flavored nail polish.
What do you mean?
You can't taste nail
polish. How could you?
Released in Hong Kong. Finger-licking gross. So they're thinking people licking their fingers. Oh. The nail polish smell or taste like the chicken fingers. Okay, CA. It's CA's turn, right? Okay.
Yeah.
If he answers this one, he stays alive. He's down 4-2. If he doesn't get this one, Jake is our winner. You need this one bad.
Okay.
Which of these cereals actually existed? Orange juice cereal by Tropicana. Root beer Rice Krispies. Chicken and biscuit cornflakes. Tabasco Cheerios. One of these is real.
Chicken and biscuit.
Not the answer we were looking for. Yet.
See, I keep going with
Jake,
palatable.
Just you want to take your victory lap and answer this one? Yeah. What is the correct answer?
One more time.
Orange juice cereal by Tropicana. Root beer Rice
Krispies.
That's
the one right there.
Which one?
Root beer.
Incorrect.
Oh.
You still get the win, 4-2.
Let me guess the last one.
Go ahead.
It's the very last one.
Tabasco Cheerios?
Tabasco Cheerios.
Y'all would go 0-3 as a company. Wow. The correct answer was orange juice cereal by Tropicana. Limited run, limited fan base, did sell out in 2020. Orange juice cereal by Tropicana. Fun situation of extra credit. New guy Jake comes from the Pimp Cup.
Yes.
Takes the dub.
Nice.
4-2. Giving you guys some faux versus real items. A lot of fun with you guys. But CA, you got CA stories coming up next. Where are you taking us?
Ooh, three of the greatest motivational speeches in sports of all time. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back in, Fatties. Blake Elliott joined by CA here with you Thursday afternoon. Fred Davis out there at Saxy for the Fan Phenom at Jake's Burgers. If you weren't able to make it today, don't you worry. You still got three more opportunities. Every Thursday in the month of August, we'll be doing the Fan Phenom contest at Jake's Burgers. Only difference is it'll be at different locations. It's at Saxy tonight. If you still, maybe if last second, maybe you can rush over there if you're close. But if not, don't fret because you have next Thursday. It'll be in Grand Prairie. You can go out to the Jake's Burgers over there off Highway 161. The Thursday following that, August 21st, off Main Street, you can go to the one on Fort Worth. That's going to be August 21st next Thursday, or two Thursdays from now, excuse me. And then the final Thursday in the month of August, it'll be off Main Street in Frisco. So we've got Grand Prairie next week, Fort Worth the week after that, and then Frisco to take us home to do Fan Phenom if you weren't able to make it out today. If you were able to make it out today, my advice to you is still go to the other ones. Go to all four. Meet the bosses. Meet the teammates. Get yourself in the fellowship. It's just a great place to be in Jake's Burgers, some of the best burgers in DFW. Ravens-Colts has gone final. Bengals-Eagles, we've got a little bit left in this game. We've got a minute 10. Bengals trying to tie this game up. They're down 27-34. And then this Raiders Seahawks game has kicked off as well. I'll give you an update on where that game is on the other side. But before we do that, we got to hand it off to my boy CA for a little CA stories.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. I was thinking about motivational speeches because I heard one earlier today. And I was thinking about motivational speeches because if you watch sports movies, it's always the coach giving some big speech and they go crazy and they win the championship or whatever it is. It's always some kind of a speech because, you know, athletes are talented, and they might know the plays, but sometimes you need a little motivation to get right.
Well, 100%.
I'm going to give you about three that just are mind-blowing to me, and I got a surprise for you at the end.
Ooh, I like surprises.
Back when the Mavericks first went to the NBA Finals against the Miami Heat, Dwayne Wade was living on the free throw line. The Mavericks won the first two games of that series. It was a 2-3-2, which two at home for the Mavericks, three in Miami, and then two back in Dallas. Miami won those three in a row, and they had game six in Dallas. So the Mavericks still had a chance. It was just down 3-2. In game six, the Heat came out and dominated. When it was over with, that roster, Dwayne Wade, Shaq, different guys on the team, a lot of veterans, the Glove, Gary Payton. I knew Jason Williams real well. White Chocolate. He actually went to high school with Randy Moss. He was the quarterback for Randy Moss in high school in West Virginia. And he used to tell me, when you talk to Randy Moss, call him Freak, because we used to call him Super Freak in high school. And so that's how me and Randy Moss hit it off. But back to Jason Williams. So they won this at the American Airlines Center, and everybody was mad, sad. They had a celebration on our own floor. And I was talking to Jason Williams. He said, "You will not believe what Pat Riley told us before the game." I said, "What did he tell you?"
"What'd he say?"
He said he came in the locker room. We were feeling real good because we up 3-2. He cussed us all out. I said, "What?" He said, "None of y'all supposed to be here." Mm. He said, "This team's not supposed to even be here." He said, "Shaq, you're fat and out of shape." Mm. "Gary Payton, you wash. You're not a glove. You're a napkin."
Wow.
He said, "Alonzo Mourning, you're supposed to be dead." He said, "I don't know about you guys, but I packed one shirt, one tie, and one jacket because I ain't here for 2 games.
I like that. That's good energy.
And they were fired up and they won that thing. And I was so mad about that. And then here's another one further back in the day. The Cowboys, the last time they won a Super Bowl, were you alive? Barely? No, you weren't alive.
1999.
Everybody in this room was not alive yet, except me. So I'm at the Super Bowl, but that season I'm covering all the games. And there's this game they played in Philadelphia late in the season. The team went right. This is Barry Switzer, head coach, his second year, not the year before. Yeah, go ahead, turn that up. Not the year before. This was his second year. They didn't make it that first. This is the last time they won a Super Bowl. But it wasn't easy because everybody said they'll never win without Jimmy Johnson.
Yep. You need Jimmy.
And so they're playing at Philadelphia. And back then, teams never went it for fourth down. They never went for fourth down. The Cowboys were up at the time. It was fourth quarter, but it was late. And they wanted to ice the game away. And Barry wasn't thinking about going for fourth down. But the whole team, because they hated the Eagles, wanted to go for fourth down. And the play, their money play, was called load left. Emmitt Smith would carry the ball. Right, he'd go right behind Nate Newton, put his hand on his butt, and fall down for the first down.
It's not easily. A bad play.
Called load left. Everybody knew they could run. They ran it, but they could never stop it.
Hey, man.
They called their money play, and Philadelphia stuffed them. They got the ball back, went down the field, kicked the field goal, won the game. And all the Cowboy fans and the media, including Randy Galloway, Dale Hansen, all, "This team's just not going anywhere." It was like the end of the world. They still had a couple of games. 49ers going back to the Super Bowl. The Cowboys don't have a chance. They got to play the Giants the next week. And by the way, they're ripping Switzer in the papers. They're destroying him. They want Jerry to fire him on the spot for going for fourth down.
Yep.
They have a team-only meeting. Team-only.
Closed-door meeting.
Closed-door meeting. And then they left out of there. And I'm real tight with all those guys on the team. I said, what did Barry say? And this one player, I'm not going to say his name, he told me what he said. I said, "Oh, my God." Mm. Barry Switzer told them, "You think this is a lot of pressure? You think you're under pressure because we didn't make a first down. Whole team wanted to do it. We didn't make a first down. We still got some games to play. But everybody's giving up on this team. Are y'all giving up? You think this is pressure? This is no pressure. I'm taking all the pressure. You know why? Because I can handle some pressure." Mm-hmm. "I'm going to tell you what pressure is. Pressure is when you come home from college. Your mother is drunk again. She's always drunk. She's trying to give you a kiss goodnight, and you push her away because she's still drunk, and you have been driving all night home to drive home from school. Oof. You push her away. You lay your head down because you're exhausted, and you're a gunshot. She's dead. She committed suicide. And you didn't know for 10 years it wasn't your fault till your brother finds the suicide note, and she was not blaming you."
That's
pressure. That's he said, deep. "If you think you're got pressure now, you guys are a bunch of peas." But he didn't say P.
Didn't say P. He didn't keep it P.
He fired them up. And they beat the Giants, barely. The 49ers lost to somebody along the way out of the blue. And then the Cowboys got home field. They beat the Green Bay Packers. And they went off to the Super Bowl and won it. So that's two. I'm going to give you one more real
quick. I like
quick.
That one right there. We're in London. Six of me. I'm not even there.
We're in London. Cowboys playing an exhibition game, a preseason game. It's called an American Bowl game. They're playing against the Detroit Lions, Barry Sanders team. And Emmitt's not there. Troy's not there. I think this was the year Emmitt was holding out, I think. And Troy was there because he had some kind of back surgery or something. And Michael Irvin is the leader of the team anyway. He is. I mean, everybody loved Troy. Troy's the quarterback, but Michael fired everybody up. They play this game. It was a meaningless game. And I think it ended in a tie. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, London time. The game was played at Wembley Stadium. So we're out there. The hotel knows, by the way, they have family and friends there, wives and family, girlfriends, where they're all packed up the bags. And the players, they're in the hotel bar. This is a big bar. They're in the hotel bar shutting it down because they know they just have to get on the bus, get on the plane. They get on the bus. They're in the bar. I'm in there drinking with them too.
Uh-oh.
Michael Irvin has a big bottle of champagne. And we've been in about an hour or so. And he starts going from table to table, telling every player individually what they're going to do this upcoming season to win the damn Super Bowl. He was telling, and you're going to do this, and you're going to block these guys, and you guys are going to run, and you're going to run these routes, and you're going to play deep. And then he jumps on a table, and he's like screaming it out, and the team's like, rah! And then he walked out of the bar into the hotel lobby. I'm following him out. I had never seen anything like this. I follow him out into the lobby. He goes out the door. It's like 4 a.m. at this point. And the bars don't close in London. He's in the mist, walking the streets of London, walking it off.
Still the champagne in his hand?
No, he left that in the bar. Okay. He's just walking. He comes back that morning. He tells me a little later, he's listening to some Al Green on the tape, walking it off, trying to relax, go back up to the room. I was telling the wide receivers coach, Coach Axe, his name is Alex, the late great Alex Gillum. I said, Coach Axe, I'd never seen nothing like this. We're getting ready to get on the bus. And he's just shaking his head. He's laughing. He said, that's Michael. I said, yeah, that's absolutely amazing what he did. He said, and how much champagne did he? I said, he had several bottles. He said, yeah, mission accomplished. I said, well, yeah. And he said, you know, Jimmy told Michael to do that. And Jimmy paid for the champagne.
Wow.
I said, girl,
that's
how you win a Super Bowl. And finally, what made me think about these motivational speeches, because they can be all kinds of ways and can come from people you don't even think could do that, or, you know, it's not just the coach. This morning on the KNC Masterpiece, Fred was on there with Corey. Corey found some audio of the singer Jelly Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly Roll is a huge Tennessee Titans fan.
Okay.
And he went to their training camp, and they're about to go on a road trip. And Jelly Roll gave a motivational speech about how that's where you bond, is on the road. And Corey was talking about how the Rangers got to be a better road team, and they need to listen to some Jelly Roll.
Today I want to talk to y'all about road life. Y'all finna leave for 10 days. I think it was a good time for me to come in and tell y'all I spend about 300 days a year not here. Buses, planes, trains, automobiles, walking, you name it, we've done it. We've slept in vans. And I learned early that's where the magic was. Yeah, that's where the magic was for us. See, what was happening on that road between me and the boys started translating to the stage. And all that connection we were looking for on that stage that we could never find, because we were only trying to find it in that hour. We thought we were going to connect for this 60 to 90 minutes, and we were going to change the world every night at every little local bar across the world. And then we learned it was the 23 hours we wasn't on a stage that we were building our connection. Finding a partner, finding a friend, building relationship, building strength, building community. That stuff will transfer to the field. That's something else I learned. I started becoming a better songwriter when I started becoming a better husband. I started becoming a better performer when I started becoming a better human. I started becoming a better son. I started prioritizing my mama's calls. It's funny how the heaven started opening up for me just because of how I was treating relationships everywhere else. Man, these 10 days are an opportunity, y'all. I knew it was happening whenever I seen Big Jeff get in shape in the offseason. I seen JC show up like an animal. I started watching Cam wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I started hearing him talk about his daddy waking up at 4 for a job he hated. I started going, there's a culture being built. I feel it. Man, double down on that culture these next 10 days, y'all. This is a chance y'all are stuck with each other. This is the time more than ever to get to know each other's grannies. That's when you start getting real tight, when you start walking in here and asking somebody about their granny. I ride for this team. I can't get on the field, but close. I lost 200 pounds. I told Coach I'm getting a contract. If I lose another 50. But I believe in y'all, man. Take this road as a moment to get together, man. Take this road as a chance to build something. Every time y'all get on that road, bring it home. Think about them relationships outside of here, man.
I love a motivation speech, and that's your CA story.
I love that. Jelly Roll put it perfectly. Yeah, hopefully you guys got a little motivation from hearing CA recount some of his favorite motivational speeches. I know I'm feeling fired up for this final hour of Fan After Dark. Woo! Coming up. We'll reset your headlines, let you know what happened with the Dallas Cowboys training camp, what happened in the first day of NFL preseason, and all things around the NFL next on The Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.